bitch, I'm a bad boy, a rebel. I ride through my hood like I just bought the ghetto. Came with a Mac, drew the mellow. I shoot down this alley, you go hear them echoes. Run down on me, go to hell. Oh, 6 feet deep, go to sleep with the devil. Pedal to metal, I'm pushing my 70 charger like Dominic Toretto.
Ooh, everybody. Ooh, this is a nice little random, spontaneous episode from your boy, Brother Monty. So with that being said, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Brother Monty Broadcast Show. I am your host, Brother Monty. And today, for this episode, we're going to call this episode Monty's Roaming Thoughts. Yeah, that's right. It's roaming because I have no clear idea where this show today is heading. I figured I just do some content today and basically, you know, just speak upon anything that comes up in my mind, which brings me to my first topic. I seen a picture recently on Twitter and it had Carlito, Shelton Benjamin, MVP, and Chris Masters all in the photo for Thanksgiving. Now, if you grew up watching wrestling like I did, those guys were like literally the epitome of mid-card. Like, they held the mid-card down for so long. I remember when Carlito first came up, he held the IC title and he held it for a while. And I actually was surprised that, you know, since I'm a Hispanic person myself, I'm mixed, to see a Puerto Rican at that on TV, you know, winning a title and holding it for a while, and him being booked like a strong competitor. That shit made me like joyful. Like, oh my God, like that could be my cousin for all I fucking know. But it was really great to see Carlito shine. I know I'm not the only one that feels this way, but I really feel like Carlito could have had a run with the WWE title. They could have booked it well. I'm pretty sure he could have been one of those guys that beat John Cena and everybody would be like, no way, what? Like, he beat John Cena. So, I mean, I don't know what Carlito's doing right now, but mi hermano, please, if you come across this somehow, some way, please give WWE a call or give somebody a call. I just need to see you wrestle one more time, man. Even if you are wrestling and it's not on TV, I can't see it, man. I can't see it. So please, please, if you really want to just get back in them in the squared circle, please, you know, you got fans out there still, man. You got fans that still want to see you. So, and that brings me to the next guy in that photo, Shelton Benjamin. Man, oh man, Shelton Benjamin. He had one of those crazy runs back in the day, especially when he got that, I remember it to this day, he had that one roll-up victory on Triple H, which set him up for a World Heavyweight Championship title opportunity. And you guys have no idea how hyped that was, because I'm like, yo, Shelton Benjamin with the big gold belt. Like, they always gave us hope back then. And then it's like, nope, Triple H. Like, I don't know if you guys ever noticed that, but when he was in his whole evolution run, it was pathetically like, man, we could show the fans, give them a little hope, you know? And then boom, just smash that hope. But Shelton Benjamin was so good. He was one of those guys that I felt like when he changed something, he kind of went better. Like when he was from Team Angle, that was a really tremendous tag team. Like him and Charlie Haas, whoo! You want to talk about technical? Oh man, jeez. They were so great, so great. But then when Shelton went on his own, I actually enjoyed it because he still had his technical prowess. And at the same time, you know, you got to basically see what he could do solo. And that ain't gonna stop me, no, you can't run, man. That theme song was dope, man. And that's, I don't know if you guys noticed that by me by now. One of the most appealing things to me as a wrestler, entrance music, man. If your entrance music don't click with me, or like your look kind of don't click with me, I'm gonna keep that optimistic mindset, and I'm gonna just wait and see what you can do in the ring. But a part of my brain is already like turned off because he's like, yeah, man, you look bland. Like, you look meh. That's why when Keith Lee dropped his new theme song for Survivor Series, guys, I went fucking crazy. Like, Jeez, man, that shit goes so hard. That beat is fucking dope. And you could tell he really enjoyed it and he was really happy with it just because of the fact that he was just singing with it. Like, I really thought that was cool. Like, I thought that was really cool. But let's move on to the next guy, my boy Chris Masters, man. Whoo, talk about a physique. This guy really came out and his moniker, he literally lived up to it. The masterpiece, my dude looked like a freaking statue that needs to be that's like just standing in Rome or some shit. Like Chris Masters really was jacked, bro. And that master lock, well, sorry, buddy, but it's now called the Hurt Lock because you know, my boy, the CEO of the Hurt Business, Bobby Lashley, takes control of that move now. But the master lock back then, jeez. Oh, wow. And that's so funny because who was the one to break the master lock? Bobby Lashley. Wow. That's so funny. But Chris Masters was great too for what he was. I mean, I thought that he could have had some type of opportunity at a title too, and I never saw it. We never saw it. But yeah, man, it's just so crazy how time flies when you really think about certain stuff. Like, I was just watching WrestleMania 30 the other day. I believe that was more than 5 years ago already, if I'm not mistaken. Or I might be bugging. It might be like 6 years ago. And what was WrestleMania 30? 2013, 2014? One of the two. And that shit felt like ages ago when you really look at the date. It's crazy. Daniel Bryan became double champ. And then it's really crazy how time flies. And especially in the wrestling world, that shit flies like crazy. Yo, it's about to be the end of 2020. People still forget that Edge debuted this year. Like, it's so crazy how fast the whole year moves. And it's like, I know me, I for one definitely would say like certain pay-per-views are really good, but people forget that we're looking at stuff like post-pandemic. Like, these are pay-per-views in the pandemic. Like, the Royal Rumble was probably the only pay-per-view that had a live audience, if I'm not mistaken, before this whole COVID situation happened. So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of surreal when you think about it. And it's kind of sucks in a way too, because you have no idea, or we have no t like no actual exact date for when everything could go back to normal. And me personally, nothing's gonna go back to normal if everybody just looks out for themselves, you know? Make sure, be cautious of yourself, please. Like, do the necessities. Wear the mask, you know, wash your hands. If you're in a facility or location where you feel like there's a lot of people, you know, do yourself the favor and social distance yourself. Just because everybody else isn't doing it doesn't mean you have to follow them and not do it too. Come on. Absolutely not. I feel like we're all adults here. We can be the bigger person and look out for ourselves, even though when you look out for yourself now in today's world, you're actually looking out for yourself and the person or the people around you. So, I don't know. I feel like the quicker we could all work together and, you know, I don't want to say anything too harsh, but if we can just stop complaining and just try to do it and, you know, work towards getting better as a whole, this whole pandemic thing will be over. But people continue. But I digress. I apologize, people. But I have some thoughts I want to get off my chest. Raw has been pretty darn good these past couple of weeks, and it seems that since from yesterday's episode, SmackDown is moving towards a Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens angle for the Universal title, and I for one have no problems with this at all. I really love what the Tribal Chief is doing right now. Ever since he's returned, I truly believe he's been a completely different person. The way this man speaks on the mic is truly amazing. Like, I truly feel like I'm talking to one of my friends or like literally somebody that I know from on the block in my neighborhood. Like, Roman Reigns literally talks like, don't fucking make me look stupid. He literally said, do I look like a bitch in the locker room? Do you want them to look at me that way? Like, yeah, bro, like for real. Every time you fail, I look like a bitch. And I truly, truly loved that whole promo yesterday. And what it do? It made Jey Uso snap. And guys, Jey Uso, he looks so strong every day. Like, even when he loses, like, when he lost that Survivor Series, his whole team got eliminated. So, it's like, you can't even really blame him. Of course, Roman Reigns, the fucking dickhead that he is, especially now, he's going to obviously find a way to put the blame on Jey. It's just to, you know, to further the story. And honestly, it's going so well. I truly love it. Jey Uso is attacking everybody that was on Team SmackDown, and it's rubbing everybody on Team SmackDown the wrong way and looking at Roman Reigns like, damn, you're a really big douche. So, I don't know, man. This looks really cool. In terms of the IC title, I truly don't know what's going to happen with Sami Zayn. I think that some people say he's not really heel. I truly believe he is heel. Just because of the way, you know, the way he wrestles, the way he storytells now, and the way he finds a way to sneak out of victory without pinning or submitting. Some people find that annoying. I sometimes find it annoying. But, like, how he won in the ladder match for the belt, that was innovative as shit. I haven't seen that in a match. Like, I never saw someone actually do that. So, it was cool. And, hey, man, it's different. It's different. You can't knock a wrestler for trying something different. And you got to think about it. He's heel, so he got to change up his whole wrestling style in ring. So you got to take into consideration there's so many factors. So many factors. And that goes for every wrestler, too. Every single wrestler. Like, for instance, me personally, Rhea Ripley doesn't have to be on NXT no more. She's done everything she has to. I mean, she just lost to Io Shirai. Why would I want to see Rhea Ripley go to the back of the line? Just go to be the number one contender to lose again to Io Shirai for the NXT Women's Championship when I can see Rhea Ripley go on SmackDown or Raw, have some matches with some people I've never seen before, and then her winning the title ultimately because she's too damn good to not win the title on the main roster. And she's badass. Come on, people. Let's be real. Rhea Ripley is like, she's badass and she's beautiful. So it's like, damn, bro, you got the best of both worlds right there. And she's tall. Like, which brings me to what I didn't want to bring up, but since we're on the subject of Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair really dicked her, man. She really screwed her over with that WrestleMania win. She had no right to win the belt. She had no right to win. It didn't even make sense. Like, if you were trying to build a star, that was not the way to do it. You put Rhea Ripley in limbo after WrestleMania. I didn't even know what she was going to do. To be honest with you, all the way back in April, I thought Rhea Ripley was going to be on the main roster already to this day, and she's not still. So, I don't know. They got to honestly pay attention to the people and their talent, because I don't understand why we keep having these rotations of like four or five wrestlers, the same people going for the world title, when you could build up new people and you could have fresh new matchups for the title. Like, I mean, you throw me in the freaking creative room, I'm going to get tired of one thing. I'll probably be fired by the end of the night because I am not taking no for an answer. And Vince is probably kicking me out like, get out. I'm running this shit myself. Get out. You're not listening to me. Yeah, I'm not listening to you because your ideas fucking suck. These stories are just terrible. Like, the Mysterio shit is over with. Why are you bringing in the one person that nobody wants to listen to? Why would you bring Baron Corbin into this? Why? Like, why? Just end it already. Fuck. Like, it's so annoying. I don't get it. Like, can we just do something different? Is that so hard now? Just different. Just different. Please. Like, I can't believe they're really gonna go through with this Buddy Murphy and Aaliyah shit. Like, I thought it was just for the Seth thing, but no. Yesterday, he got his arm wrapped around this girl. Like, oh my god, oh my god, like, people, man, I told you guys, I'm not here to watch a telenovela. If I wanted to watch that, I'll just go to Channel 42 and watch Telemundo. Like, seriously, guys, what is this? I'm not trying to watch no soap opera. I mean, honestly, technically, don't get mad at me, people, But technically, isn't WWE a soap opera? Like, isn't it like a drama-filled TV show? Yo, don't get mad at me, people. I'm just spitballing here. I'm just asking y'all questions. It's wrestling to me, damn it. I'm still gonna watch it. But like to certain people, wrestling's like another TV show. So, man, but I will say this. I think both shows, Raw and SmackDown, they have what it takes to build a really good TLC pay-per-view. And with the stories that they've been doing, especially with Raw, man, I'm telling you, the past 2 weeks for Raw, excuse me, I burped again, sorry. With the past two shows of Raw, man, they've been doing really, really good. Like, I usually get really, really tired by like the second to second and a half like hour runtime. Because when you think about it, the third hour, oh my God, that shit drags. That shit drags longer than a legit, like a legit race. It's terrible. It's terrible. Oh my God. Like, I can't watch past like 10, 10:30. No lie. No lie. I can't. It drags. It fucking drags. Like, it's like they run out of ideas to keep the show going. And it just doesn't feel interesting. It to me, every time I watch something on Raw or SmackDown or NXT or any wrestling company, and it's like they're not, I feel like, damn, this shit sucks. To me personally, I feel like they themselves didn't even put enough time and effort into it to make it look good. And if they did, they put a lot, they lacked effort in putting into making it seem interesting. Because I just, guys, come on. Hear me out. How can certain things that go on TV and we'd be like, what the fuck is this? Don't you guys ever think like, yo, how the fuck did this make the final cut? Like, first off, what writer wrote this down? Who showed this to Vince? And why did Vince go, yeah, this is good. Yeah, this is fine. Yeah, put this through. Like, what? Like, guys, yo, you guys have like writing degrees? What the fuck? Like, throw me in here. I would literally tell Vince, like, no, man, this fucking sucks. We gotta change this now. This is terrible. The stuff that they either put out is like, it'll be great and like, like, oh shit. And then they'll be like, yo, what is this? Some corny ass shit. It's like, there's never an in between. There's always like a, oh wow. And then it's like, what the fuck? And I don't know about you guys, but I definitely feel that way all the time. But I just wanted to come on here and just ramble a bit, but I just want everybody to know I'll be back soon, whether it is for NXT War Games, because me and my bros RJ, we definitely enjoy the Regal War Games. But everybody, ladies and gents, boys and girls, I appreciate you for tuning in for this brief broadcast, spontaneous roaming episode. I will be back very soon. And remember to be great, always to try and strive to be better than what you were the day before. And with that being said, always try to be loving, try to be kind and caring. And with that being said, man, have a blessed weekend. Have a great Saturday. And remember, y'all, remember to stay too sweet.